The book of Proverbs 31, Proverbs 31, and I want to read verse 25 through 30. Proverbs 31, 25 through 30. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children shall rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, as he praises her. You know, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. May I read verse 30 again? Very important. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. I'd like to talk for the next few moments on godly mothers. Godly mothers. And it won't take me long, but I'd like to leave you five hallmarks or five characteristics of a gracious and a godly mother. Please take your seats if you can in the presence of the Lord as I transition on this mic.
That you are greatly loved, that you're highly valued, and you are warmly appreciated. That's objective number one. Objective number two, as I stand here to encourage all of the children, and when I use the word children, not necessarily in age, but if you are a child of a mother, adult or young, that there's a value of knowing the worth and the wealth of having a mom in your life. As my wife has already acknowledged, I want to second, for those of you that are in the fraternity of me, my mother has gone home to be with the Lord. She took her wings 7 years ago, and now she's in heaven. And there's not a day that goes by I don't think about my mother. There are moments where I have meltdowns still to this day. And if you find yourself in that community, I need you to know that the City Church stands with you and we empathize with you. But perhaps the greatest gift today that you could have given to your mother is that you are still walking in that legacy of the thing that she impressed upon your life. And so all that being said today, one last time, we acknowledge, honor, appreciate every mother who's given birth, every single mother who has weathered the storm and despite the odds are being a godly mother. We need you to know today that we thank God for every one of you. This morning at the City Church, we celebrate these mothers on this beautiful day weekend. And it's important to know today that we want to acknowledge what it means to be graceful, what it means to be godly. And in the next 6, 7, maybe 8 minutes, I'd like to remind you of this value. In fact, when you look at Proverbs 31, once again, we always talk about the woman of Proverbs or the Proverbs 31 woman, but you got to realize she really couldn't have been a Proverbs 31 woman without being a mother and without being a wife. And that's not to take away from anyone who's not a mother or a wife, but the consummate, the quintessential mother that we see, she had children. And she had a husband. And time would not allow to go through all of the characteristics and all of the illustrations of what Proverbs 31 brings to the table. But I do want to identify five quickly. And I pray that they resonate with every one of you, not just mothers, but those of you that have moms. All right? Number one, here's what we read in Proverbs 31. She speaks life and confidence into the destiny of her children. If you are a mother right now, I need to remind you that you're speaking life into the hearts of your sons and daughters is not in vain. When you speak the words of Christ, when you speak the words of hope, when you speak the words of life into your children, please know it does not fall on deaf ears. It may seem like at times it falls on deaf ears, but a seed will not fall to the ground and die unless it abideth alone. So the words from your mother's mouth, my young friends, means value. Bible reminds us in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he gets old, he, she will not depart from those words of destiny that mom has spoken. Number two, she builds godly conviction in her children. The greatest gift that mom can give you is a conviction of right and wrong, a discernment of how to distinguish between right and wrong. It is the godly conviction that mom puts into a child, whether it's through reading, whether it's through teaching, whether it's through a behind whooping, whatever it has to be. There are convictions that we all have today. Not necessarily because of dad, not because of a coach, a mentor, or a school, but because of the love of mom. Speaking of the love of mom, number three, she demonstrates not just love, but she demonstrates unconditional love. She demonstrates an unwavering and an unreserved love. May I remind you of this? We had a post that went out this week, and I want to appreciate the social media team. I had two very important meetings yesterday, the media department and the Christian Ed department, two very, very, very needed meetings. And I believe they've opened doors to greater dialogue and discussion for the betterment of the church. But there was a post yesterday that media team persons put up, and I just so happened to have caught the caption and the statement. And I said, oh, so true. And I want you to see it, because it reminds me that there is nothing that parallels, nothing that is equivocal to the love of a mother. May I remind you, number three, that she demonstrates not just love, but unconditional and unreserved love. The post went along something like this. There is no purer love than the love of a mother. You see it right there. There is no purer love. In fact, when you are looking at your mother, you are looking at the purest love you will ever know. I want you to think about that for a moment. The greatest love we will ever have comes from the love of Jesus. The greatest love that you and I will ever experience comes from heaven. But while we are mere mortal men on the earth, talk to me, somebody, there will be no love like the love of a mother. I love my children, all three of them. But I don't know if I will ever be able to demonstrate day in and day out with affection and kindness and patience and unforgiving, unwavering, unreserved, unconditional love as their mother will. And so please understand, young people, that if your mama is still living today, recognize and appreciate the love that only a mother can give. Number four, very important to me as well. She is loyal. And she is faithful to her family. When we look at Proverbs 31, there is a long litany and list of characteristics of what we see in a godly and a gracious mother. I think sometimes we underappreciate the loyalty and the faithfulness she shows to her family week in and week out. How important is that now in 2024? We're looking at this great inflation, but mother knows how to go to the grocery store and make $70 go a long way. She's able to take ingredients at home and make a meal stretch for days on end. And sometimes she has to be the person who deals with the bill collectors and keeps them off the backs of the families. And sometimes she has to get out in the yard and do things. And sometimes she has to get under the hood and do things. Mom is industrious to the point. She's faithful and loyal. When her children go wayward, she's yet faithful. When her daughters are disobedient, she's yet faithful. So mothers, please know one thing. Your faithfulness to your children is not overlooked, is not underappreciated, and is not in vain. Thank you for being loyal to your husband. Thank you for being loyal and faithful to your family. We owe you a debt of gratitude. Clap your hands, somebody. Help me thank God for every godly and gracious mother in the house. Proverbs 14:1 says, a wise woman will build her house, but a foolish plucks it down with her hands. Number five, and finally, she lives holy as a godly woman. I don't believe she can be a godly mother and I live a holy life. I don't believe she can demonstrate what it means to be a mother in Zion without having the footprint of living holy in an unholy world. I want to submit to every one of you right now that just because a woman gives birth to a child doesn't make her a godly woman or a godly mother. She may be a mother, and unlike the Senate and unlike some of our chief politicians, we have no problem identifying a woman or a mother. But it takes someone special in this day and time to not compromise with this dark secular world, but chooses to be godly, chooses to be holy, chooses to be a woman of the book of the word of God. What do we see? We see a woman, Romans 12, who is acceptable to God, holy, a sacrifice living. And this is the reasonable thing she does. Why? Because she bears fruit. And you know what? The fruit is in the church today. If you're listening to my voice, if you're watching online, you are the direct result and fruit of a mother who has given her heart and her life to the Lord. And she may not be where she needs to be always, but she had enough grace that you are here, you are in your adult or young adult life listening to the word of God. My time is up. I've given you my five, but I think I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you of a couple of things. Number one, we're living in a day and time when you turn on the news, and I don't care if you lean more towards CNN or lean more towards Fox News, but it must be hard as an African-American mother who yet again this past week has to see another mother lose a child to innocence, law enforcement, mistaken identity. In the state of Florida, 21-year-old young man, wrong apartment, wrong place, wrong time. A serviceman who serves our country in the military is shot, killed because the officer's at the wrong door of the disturbance. And now here we see again another black mom at a podium whose son has been taken to. You can't hear and see that but so much and it not have a mental, emotional impact. We don't see that in the other communities so often as we do in our community. I bring that up to say this, how courageous our mothers of color must be. How strong mentally and emotionally must they be to have to figure out time and time again in a tough economy with low job security. How are they going to provide for summer camp money? How are they going to provide for college tuition money? How are they going to be able to be there for their daughter and their son and their husband and try to make it happen in the church? We're in the room of great clouds of witnesses, of mothers who have weathered the storm, who God has yet kept his hand upon. And to these mothers, we salute today. Before I take my seat, Lemuel, who is the recipient of Proverbs 31, he writes and says, here's what mama taught me about a godly mother. He gives five things that really stand out. I don't know why five is such the number today. But he speaks of her worth in verse 10, her work in verse 13, her wealth in verse 16, her wisdom in verse 26, and her worship in verse 30. I won't go through all of them, but as you read the Bible this week, go back and look at those five hallmarks. Because when you look at these things, Lemuel says, mom taught me, if I'm to get married, here's the type of woman I should be looking for. Now, notice, nowhere in Proverbs 31 does it talk about her shape, her hair, her eyelashes. Nowhere in Proverbs 31 does it talk about her extensions, whether it's on top, behind, or on front. Whether she paid for them or she didn't pay for them. Whether they were botched or not. That may impress one another as women, but it doesn't impress a young man who's looking for a wife. Now, if he's looking for a cheap thrill, he can get him a dime a dozen. But when he gets ready to get settled down, he wants to take somebody home he can introduce to his mama. Nobody on this side of the room saying amen. I better move over here for a few minutes. Nowhere in Proverbs 31 does it have anything to do with the exterior. In fact, the only thing it says is beauty is passing. And by the way, young men, you want to know how she going to look, not at 22, but at 52? Just take a good look at her mama, and that will give you a prophetic spiritual look of what you're going to have 30 years from now. Now, y'all ain't saying amen. Well, let me come back on this side of the room. The reality is this. Everybody has a Proverbs 31 t-shirt these days. A lot of women can wear a Proverbs 31 charm or get some ink on their skin saying, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. But if you're going to do it the Bible way, someone say the Bible way. Come on, my time is up, but come on, say the Bible way. If you're going to do it the Bible way, you've got to look intently at these characteristics and rise up and be God's godly woman. On this Mother's Day weekend, I salute every one of you. And I say, moms, keep doing what you're doing. It's making a difference. I say to the young people, love your mother, honor your mother, appreciate your mother. My mama's going home to be with the Lord. And I'm telling you, last night, passing through Thalsbury, where she's buried, I just had a meltdown moment. I told my wife, I don't know if it's ever going to change. Boy, if I had one more opportunity to push around in that wheelchair, if I had one more opportunity to take her to Baskin and Robbins and get a little something of ice cream. But those days are gone. Those days are gone. But you know what? You do. So kill all of the fighting, all of the divisions, all of the issues, all of the disagreements. Let me talk to you right now. If you've got a mother who is alive and well, you better quit all of the skirmishes, all of the I don't care for this and she don't care for that and we don't see eye to eye. Put that stuff to the side. Kill it. Cancel it. Find a way to love your mama. Find a way to hug on her. And I don't care if she ain't where she need to be in spirit or in the natural. You are her son. You are her daughter. You find a way to say, Mama, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for the little bit you've had. You've met a lot with it. And I am indebted to you as your child. Would you stand to your feet? My time is up. All over the church. Thank God for godly mothers at City Church North Lake. Thank God for godly mothers that are in the house of God. And as we play and transition this music, as I minister to those in the room today, I want to encourage every one of you today to make the most of every opportunity you have. Maximize the moment that you have in ministry, that you have with your mother, that you have with your daughter, your son, because tomorrow is just simply not promised. You know, how do you have a Mother's Day message and honor the mothers and appreciate the women of God? And I don't want to go home and I don't want to benedict the service. And we hadn't said anything about the love of Jesus and the cross of Christ. Here's my great connection. The closest thing in the earth you probably will ever have to hearing and seeing and experiencing the love of Jesus will be the love of your mother. May the love of your mother be somewhat an indicative or an indication of Christ. Unconditional love for you.
Thank you for watching Dr. Michael A. Stevens at City Church Northlake. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more encouraging and inspiring messages.